Hey, this is Kat Kahn from Knoxville, Tennessee.
And Tanya Rice from Minneapolis, Minnesota. We are grateful you've joined us.
And we cannot wait to share with you.
The musings of a couple of yogis.
We hope you learn, laugh, and enjoy
And we hope you will share with us.
any of your comments or questions.
Without further ado, this is Two Pittas on a Pod. Hi, Kat, how are you?
I'm fantastic.
Ooh, fantastic. That's groovy.
I know.
What makes you fantastic?
Well, there's so many things, but I'm all hyped up and excited about this one book that I have had for, oh my gosh, I don't even know. I think I bought it the year it came out, which would have been 2013, Being a Power by Baron Baptiste. And I have never wanted to read it until today. I decided I'm going to read that book. And it's a little short book. I can probably read it in one day. So
Cool.
I'm all excited. Edward's at a work thing today until 9 tonight. So I'm going to pour myself a glass of wine and sit down and read Baron Baptiste this
Nice.
evening. Yeah.
Cool.
And then I might try to detox and declutter my home.
Cool.
Speaking
I feel
of.
like, that's interesting why you would just throw that out there.
I know.
Yeah. So, spring cleaning, literally, detox and declutter.
Yep, spring is in the air.
Spring is in the air, and I went down the path of both the internal cleaning as well as the external cleaning, hence the detox and the declutter. So, which would you like to do first? Because I feel like this could ultimately turn into another double podcast if we're not careful.
It could. I started talking, thinking more how the clutter impacts your health. And then how you can get rid of the physical clutter and the mental clutter. So I think we're probably both on the same path on this one.
Then I think I will hold off on the body detox and we'll do that as a second sort of episode.
Let's do it. Let's
All
do it.
right. All right. Okay. So let's start, man. Let's declutter some chit up.
Well, with one of the reasons why we want to detox and declutter is because one of mine and Tanya's favorite topics is stress. When you have clutter in your life, your stress levels for the most part are much higher. So when you can detox, I wish y'all could see the face Tanya's making right now.
I was
When
actually just
you
quietly thinking, what else could I get rid of in my life that is holding me down right now? Because I feel like there's a lot.
I know. It
Yeah.
just weighs you down.
Well, and you and I were talking about this. We have multiple times done this, you and I. I know we've talked about this because we've sent each other pictures of things when we have decluttered things and we've been real proud. And then I'm like, how the heck did I get right back to this place?
Well, you know what's funny? I think most normal people, the way our houses look right now is how theirs looks when it's completely organized. You and I tend to be a bit anal and organized,
Yeah, there's that.
but there is the stuff you have to decide what is causing your stress. And, I know we've talked about digital detoxing before, but when you clean your home, when you clean the clutter, when you clean the things in your life that are overwhelming or that are weighing you down, it's like unpacking an ugly suitcase, getting rid of it, putting it all back where it needs to be. And it just promotes a healthier lifestyle.
Yeah, because ultimately, and maybe if you're the one person out there, you need to let us know. Because I can't think of anybody after they have actually cleaned something out and looked at it that they've been like, oh man, I wish I could put all that shit back in there. Nobody, said nobody ever. And unless you are that one person, I do want to hear from you because I need to see you in the Reiki room.
You know what? And maybe we need to interview them and try to understand. Now, clutter's not the source of all of your stress, but it can impact you by even causing more allergy issues because of mold and dust and pet dander that accumulates. It can cause asthma issues. Hormone levels can be affected because clutter increases stress in the form of cortisone, and it puts your body in a constant fight or flight mode, which takes a huge toll on your immune system and on your mind, your mental health.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And it's funny because you and I think we've already done like a minimalist episode. So this where I'm going to take this is going to kind of roll down that path, but I found some new resources and I was like, "Ooh, I like that." that. So as I was doing all of this writing of my notes and such, this is what segued into my weekend of not doing what I was supposed to be doing and instead cleaning out all my books, because I love books and I do love my collection of my books and I do use my collection of my books, but I do also have this convenient little closet in my office that I was making stacks of books. And I was like, okay, this is ridiculous, Tanya, because you look at those stacks and you either tip them over because they're in your way. Now they're not in anybody's view because I've tucked them into a closet, but that doesn't mean that they aren't also still clutter. And so I went through all my books, but
real quick, before you get off that topic, tell everyone about the timeout you put yourself in.
I don't wanna. Tanya is on a book buying freeze because when Tanya went through said very many number of books, Tanya donated 104 books and still has 622 left. But of the 622, I pulled out a shelf of books that I have not even read. And I do also need to confess that in the 104 I donated, there were books I had not even read, but that I told myself, you're not keeping these because you won't read it. And it's dumb because there's somebody out there who will read it. So let it go. And I did. But I do have this stack of 40 books that I have not even cracked the covers of, that I know that I want to. And I said, you are not allowed to buy any more books until at least half of them have been read. So that's my punishment.
I think we need to check back in on Memorial Day and see how many of that shelf read.
That's stressful. But I'm making it a goal that I'm going to try and do a book a week. So I guess that's fair. It's fair. I'll work at it. Okay. I'll work at it.
Tanya is a very fast reader.
I am a very fast reader, but I also am trying to do Ayurveda school, which takes up a lot of my time. And therefore I'm not sitting with books right now. I'm sitting at a computer listening to lectures and stuff, which is really good. But I have three of these five subject notebooks full page, like at least 900 pages of notes that at some point in time, I'm going to want to try and put into something intelligible afterwards. So anyways, but again, that's beside the point. We're getting off topic again. We're getting off topic. So,
well, let's talk about how we can get rid of physical clutter.
Perfect. Let's reel it back in.
Reel it back in.
Okay. So well, some of the cool things that I learned when I was doing my studying was some new rules, because, you know, I like rules. I love to break rules, really, but I do like rules that are easy to remember and share. And one of them is drawer by drawer, closet by closet, room by room, and don't attack anything more than that.
Well, and put it on your calendar. I mean, you have to decide to start.
Yeah, that's cool, too. So the next cool rule is the rule of 20s.
I don't know the rule of 20s.
There's three rules of 20. One is when you're really deciding, do I need to keep that? Do I not need to keep that? Do I need to keep that? Do I need to keep that? The rule of 20s. One, can and only one needs to apply. Not all three rules. Only one rule needs to apply. Can you replace it for less than $20? If you absolutely needed it again in 5 years and you're like, oh shit, I wish I had that one thing, can you replace it for less than $20? Two, have you, and you have to decide based on what it is, have you used it in the last 20 days, 20 weeks, or 20 years? And you have to decide based on what it is, if it should be in the day rule, week rule, or year rule. Because there are things that I'm sure that you have had for more than half a year that you haven't used. There's things that you've had. As Kat hides her face.
Okay. Looking at all my stacks of tarot cards. I'm like,
I know. So, but that's the point, right? And so then the last one is can it also be replaced in 20 minutes or less? Now, Amazon makes it 24 hours or less, but if you could run to the store and get it again, if you absolutely needed it, then does it really need to be taking up space in your house for that what if scenario that you might use it 3 years from now on Tuesday, May 12th.
Oh, my mom has four shirts that she might wear on July 4th every year. Guess when the last time I've ever seen her in one of those? I don't know, 20 years ago. Poor mom. I'm just like yakking about mom today, aren't I?
I'm going to send her a message and say,
I know.
You ought to start listening to the podcast because Kat talks about you all the time.
And she'll be like, what the heck?
Yeah.
I like that rule of 20. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's several of them. The other one that I found that was really cool too was duplicates are a no-no.
Mm-hmm.
And yet if you go in my pantry, I'm pretty sure that I have 8 bottles of Heinz red wine vinegar because they took it off the market. And if I find it, I buy 8 bottles. But mind you, we do use a bottle at least every 2 weeks. So once we go through that stack, then I have to figure out where to find it again. So, but mm-hmm. The other one is you haven't used it in over a year, which is kind of a repeated than the rule of 20s. And this is the kind of that fun thing to do. You hear about people turning their hangers in their closet inside out.
Yeah.
And that if you actually use it and wear it, you can put it back on the regular way. But if by the end of 1 year, you still have hangers that are pointy thing facing at you, you need to take those and donate them. Because first of all, they're kind of probably out of style anyways. They probably don't fit the way you want them to fit, or they're not your color, your thing right now. So just lose them. Just get rid of them.
And don't try to sell them, because you can buy so much stuff for next to nothing these days. Don't even try to sell them. Just donate them to a good charity.
Yeah. Somebody somewhere needs them. Yeah.
So when you're going through all of your things and you're trying to organize those, you can start by putting things in 3 different stacks, things that need to go back in a certain place, and you need to have certain places where those things belong instead of like, oh, well, I'm going to throw it on this chair and I'll figure that out later. Figure out where it belongs, and then have a stack of things that need to be thrown away. Now, I have found out this the hard way. If you don't throw that stuff right away, then it ends up becoming a new stack somewhere else.
I literally just have the garbage bags right there because
me too.
I don't, and I've held something and I'm like, if you don't put it in the bag right now, you know, you know you're going to put it back. So I'm like, nope, close your eyes, just throw it in the bag and be done with it. Like, because it's just dumb. Yeah.
And you have to have that bag for donating or giving away.
Yeah.
Also, and you got to tie that shit up and take it out and put it in the back of your car.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, it'll find its way back into your little closet and you're going to have books you're going to be falling over again, Tanya.
Yeah. I do think I found 2 other fun golden rules that I thought was really interesting. And one was, if you're debating, is this something I keep or don't keep? Ask yourself, if I saw this in the store today, would I buy it?
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, because if you wouldn't buy it in the store today, why are you still keeping it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw that one and I was like, oh, that's bone deep.
So how do you keep the clutter away once you get all the clutter taken away?
Organize it.
Mm-hmm. You know, every single thing that comes back in the house, decide where it needs to go.
It has to have a home. If it doesn't have a home,
yep,
it doesn't
it needs
belong
to go away.
In your home.
Mm-hmm.
And it needs to have its home, not just a, I'm going to put it here until I find it a home.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
it's literally, that was the next rule, was declutter before organizing, avoid organizing the clutter. Because
mm-hmm.
we do that a lot too.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
If we don't actually
stacks, and then we make new stacks of stacks.
Wait, what? You have stacks too? Yeah.
I love stacks. I love them, obviously, or I wouldn't have them.
I thought I was I was the only stacker.
Nope. I love stacks. I got stacks all over the place.
That's hilarious. What's your favorite stack?
My favorite stack is whatever happens to be sitting on the side of my desk, because that's stuff that I want to leave right here because I might need it like today. Now, I have in my favorite stack here, I've got one of my old planners that I don't like anymore, but I don't know why. It's like a little security blanket. I won't get rid of it, even though I don't use it. Why?
Kat, you'd be really proud of me because you and I feel guilty that we spent the money on it and we didn't like it. And now that's my last rule is don't allow guilt to get in the way because somebody somewhere could use it.
Yep.
Now, if it's your half-started planner, then that's not true, but you would be really proud of me. You remember those 2 planners that I said that I thought I loved and I didn't love? I did already chuck them when I cleaned.
Yay.
And so I did get rid of them. So it's your turn to chuck it. You got to chuck
it. Well, this one I am using because I have a bunch of blank note pages. So I am actually using it for stuff that, so I am actually, because then then I take that little bit of that guilt out of it.
Me too. So see, that was the 2024 that I loved because it was orange.
Yeah.
And I loved it because it had the spiral. And you'll now notice that I am on Saturday, March 23rd, and this is my list of things to do. But it's not relative to the page. It is a nice pad of paper. So it has.
That's what I'm using it for.
It has served its purpose. So, all right, fine. Look at us. Look at us justifying shit.
I know. I'm not getting rid of that because I like it because it's green leather.
So, but I do have a question. What is there something in your home that you repetitively declutter the same thing over and over again?
I do. In my closet, I have that the built-in shelves, and everything that I don't want out is setting up on top of that. And so, and it's all stuff like right now I've got on a couple of workout things that I did for the fitness challenge that I need to walk my little happy ass upstairs and type them in and put them in a folder. And I have been lazy and haven't wanted to do that. I've got all kinds of rocks and oils and all kinds of stuff that I keep cluttering instead of bringing them back upstairs and putting them where they go. So that's my little collection spot.
Yeah, there's a thing. I do it in my bathroom for whatever reason, like once a month on a Saturday, I like to go through because inevitably that's where we stash stuff is in the bathroom cabinet. If it's sitting out on the bathroom, if it's sitting out on the kitchen counter, I just take it in the bathroom and I shove it because we have a pantry in the bathroom and I just shove it on the shelf in there as if that's our junk cabinet in the bathroom. I don't know. So anybody comes to my house, if you want to see that where Tanya incessantly organizes, check out our bathroom closet. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, I've got my clothes, my personal closet. So yeah, that would be my spot because see, you can throw everything in there and shut the door and no one sees it except you. Mm-hmm. But every time I go in there and everything, because I have all of my clothes, oh surprise, put up from light to dark and short sleeves. I've got everything so organized except for the floor of my closet. And I'll go in, I'll kick my shoes off, I'll throw my dirty clothes in there, and it stresses me out so bad if it's not clean. So I mean, I don't leave it messy more than a day or two, but that one little spot up there on that shelf, yeah, that's my clutter keeper. Clutter keeper.
Yeah. So I do feel like we should set a goal. Is there something that you wish to declutter in the next couple of weeks that we can report back on? Because I know that we're going to be, I'll say, recording again in a couple of weeks for our episodes in spring, and we should do an update as to something that we decluttered.
I would love to say the two closets here in my office, but that's bigger than 2 weeks. That's a big one. But you know, in my garage, I have organizing containers, the big plastic containers that I have stuff in from 15 years ago that I just can't get rid of. And I was just talking about this. I have a couple of things I'll never use, but because of XYZ, whatever memory attached to it, I won't get rid of it. And so that I really need to organize and declutter.
Are you willing to do that in the next 2 weeks?
I'm going to be in Budapest.
Well, what the hell?
No. You know what? I got one I can do in the next 2 weeks. Underneath my bathroom sink, I've got tons of hair care products and all kinds of stuff that I don't use. I could declutter that.
Okay.
I could get that done in the next two. Okay. I can get that done tonight if I want to.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do, in our garage, we have a tool counter, and over the winter, it is the collection spot. Mm-hmm. And it drives me batty because I want it to look like my dad's old tool counter, which everything had a home and everything had a cute little label and everything. And I want mine to look like that. So I'm about to kick my son and my husband's shit off my tool counter. And if they're not part of decluttering, I'm going to declutter it for them. And they might regret what I declutter for them.
Yeah.
That's my plan and my goal. So we got something to report back on.
Okay. We'll do it.
Okay. I like it.
Perfect. I'm Kat Kahn.
And I am Tanya Rice.
And this is Two Pittas
on a Pod signing off.
Thank you for listening to Two Pittas on a Pod. We're grateful you joined us. Join us again for more musings of a couple of yogis.
We hope you learned, laughed, and enjoyed this podcast. And we hope you will share your comments or questions.
Email us at twopittasonapod@gmail.com.
And like us on Facebook and Instagram at Two Pittas on a Pod.